You've probably spent more time thinking about air conditioning than breathing itself. That changes the moment you can't catch your breath. Sleep works exactly the same way, until you're running on fumes with a baby who treats 3 a.m. like party time. Here's what nobody tells you. Babies don't automatically drift off when exhausted. They need teaching, and what works beautifully in those hazy newborn weeks can turn into a nightmare by month 4. This isn't like pulling an all-nighter in college where you crash hard the next day. This is relentless, grinding exhaustion layered with guilt that you're somehow breaking your child. The stakes feel impossibly high because they are. You're not just tired, you're questioning everything about your ability to parent. Let's start with reality. Some babies are sleep unicorns. About 40% naturally figure out sleep with minimal help. If you're reading this, your baby probably isn't one of them. The other 60% range from mildly challenging to full-blown sleep terrorists who wake every 45 minutes and treat your arms like the only acceptable sleeping surface. These babies turn brushing your teeth into a legitimate daily victory. Here's the foundation you need before anything else makes sense. First, stop beating yourself up. You're exactly the parent your child needs, even when it feels like you're failing spectacularly. Second, you and your partner will argue about sleep. Forgive each other now. Third, babies don't magically outgrow sleep problems. They grow into bigger, louder versions of them. Fourth, sometimes babies don't sleep simply because they're babies, and that's maddening but true. Safety comes before everything else. SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, kills about 1 in 2,000 babies, peaking between 2 to 3 months. Always place babies on their backs on firm surfaces. No blankets, no pillows, no soft toys. Keep the room cool. Consider room sharing for 6 months. These rules aren't suggestions. They're the difference between safe sleep and tragedy. Forget those diaper commercials. Your newborn sleeps far less than promised. 14 hours is realistic. Some barely manage 9. The first 6 weeks are pure survival. Crying peaks around week 6 when sleep hits rock bottom. 1/3 of babies are colicky, crying over 3 hours daily. Most have witching hours between 5 and 11 p.m., and many flip their days and nights completely. After 6 weeks, things shift from impossible chaos to manageable difficulty. Your baby will sleep at least 1 4-hour stretch daily, though timing remains unpredictable. Focus on essentials. Feed, hold, love. Never compromise on safe sleep. Use every soothing tool. Rocking, walking, bouncing, pacifiers, swaddling, white noise. Don't force the crib yet. And critically, don't let your baby stay awake too long. After 3 months, bedtime becomes your most powerful tool. Consistency matters. Vary by no more than 15 to 30 minutes nightly. Babies need enough wake time before bed to build sleep pressure, typically 1.3 to 1.5 times longer than other wake periods. Even a 5-minute car nap can torpedo the whole night. Create a consistent bedtime routine everyone enjoys. The classic boob or bottle, bath, books, bed works beautifully, but customize it. Do it the same way every night. While naps can happen anywhere, nighttime sleep needs the same place consistently. Babies spend 50% of their sleep in active REM sleep versus adults 20-25%, making them noisy sleepers who grunt, squeak, and thrash. Their 50-minute sleep cycles versus adults 90 to 110 minutes create more wake-up opportunities. Two forces regulate sleep: circadian rhythms and sleep drive. Newborns have immature circadian rhythms. Sleep happens randomly for weeks. Sleep drive builds while awake and dissipates during sleep. At bedtime, both forces combine for the strongest sleep compulsion. Around 4 to 6 months, babies develop object permanence, understanding things exist when invisible. Babies who fall asleep with you present wake panicking when you vanished. Everyone has sleep associations, activities or conditions linked with sleep. The critical distinction? Some persist throughout the night, swaddling, nightlights, cribs, while others don't, nursing to sleep, rocking, pacifiers that fall out. When babies wake during light sleep and their associations have vanished, they panic. Here's the truth behind most chronic sleep problems. Babies must learn to fall asleep independently. Initially, parents teach sleep through nursing, rocking, and cuddling, perfect for newborns under 3 months. But as babies mature, these methods increasingly fail. The root cause of nearly every sleep disaster is the inability to fall asleep without parental intervention. White noise is the most effective, cheapest sleep tool available. It blocks stimulation, helps babies fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, and may reduce SIDS risk. Keep it at about 50 decibels, like someone showering nearby, and leave it on continuously. Swaddling reduces crying by 28% and prevents babies from startling themselves awake. Critical safety: swaddle only when babies are on their backs and stop the moment your baby can flip over. Pacifiers significantly reduce SIDS risk and provide substantial soothing without undermining breastfeeding. Baby swings provide consistent rocking motion similar to the womb and create a gradual pathway to independent sleep. While the AAP recommends babies sleep only in cribs, parents with severely sleep-resistant babies may want to discuss swing use with their pediatrician. Timing is everything. Babies won't simply fall asleep when tired. Most stay awake far too long, becoming impossible to soothe. The sweet spot between not tired enough and overtired varies by age. Newborns need 45 to 60 minutes between naps. 3 to 6 month olds need about 2 hours. 9 to 12 month olds need about 3 hours. Miss these windows and you're fighting an uphill battle.
Having sleep tools isn't enough. You need a strategy. Start at 2 to 4 months when it's easiest, though it's never too late. Think of it like introducing vegetables. Gradual beats sudden change. You've already taught your baby to sleep through rocking or nursing. Now introduce sleep associations that persist throughout the night. Build a solid foundation. Start at bedtime when sleep drive is strongest. Maintain consistent, age-appropriate timing. Establish a calming 20-30-minute routine and ensure darkness with blackout blinds. Choose approaches based on temperament. More soothing maximizes white noise, darkness, and swaddling for babies under 4 months. Fuss it out means soothing until drowsy, placing them down awake, then stepping away 10-20 minutes. Double take involves soothing fully to sleep, placing them down, then waking slightly so they resettle independently. Gradual weaning transitions from parent-assisted sleep. For motion lovers, try swing sleep or rhythmic padding. For babies needing nursing or pacifiers, use the pull-out method, removing before sleep, or anything but method, separating sucking from bedtime by 20 minutes. Commit to any approach for 5 to 7 days despite setbacks. New sleep skills require time and consistency.
When gradual strategies fail despite persistent effort, another option exists: teaching sleep without parental assistance. This involves placing your child in a safe sleep space at bedtime and letting them learn independent sleep. Yes, this involves tears, but persistent myths need debunking. Research shows it doesn't damage parent-child bonds or harm children. Studies on attachment focus on severely neglected children, not loving parents teaching sleep skills. There's no evidence that brief crying periods during sleep training cause harm, while chronic sleep deprivation definitely does. This approach, SLIP, Sleep Learning Independence Plan, is appropriate when your baby is at least 6 months old, chronically sleep deprived, struggling with independent sleep, you've exhausted gentler options, and both parents are fully committed. Start at bedtime when sleep drive is strongest. The principle is simple. Your child learns to sleep without unsustainable associations. Full extinction works best. Put your child down fully awake and don't return until they're asleep. While Dr. Ferber's graduated extinction, checking at intervals, is popular, full extinction is typically quicker with less overall crying. This feels terrifying. Exhaustion makes you vulnerable to fear demons whispering, "You aren't good enough." None of this is true. This isn't failure. It's acknowledging what your family needs to thrive. Successfully establishing independent sleep at bedtime is the foundation of healthy sleep habits. Your baby may still wake for food. Younger babies may not be developmentally ready for full nights without feeding, while older babies may be habituated to nighttime calories. For babies with predictable feeding schedules, feed at typical times and let them sleep if they skip one.
For random patterns, create a feeding plan that shifts calories to daytime. Night feedings typically don't disrupt independent sleep. The crucial element is removing eating from bedtime itself. Around 6 to 8 months, distracted babies may eat minimally during the day, making up calories at night. Combat this by feeding in dark, quiet rooms with white noise. For babies 6+ months who eat well during the day and fall asleep independently, night feeding is likely just habit. Wean one feeding at a time, offering 2 ounces less formula or reducing nursing time by 1 minute per night. Mastering naps presents unique challenges. Babies actively fight sleep when sleep drive is lower, timing is critical, and even brief cat naps can derail schedules. 3 conventions of successful napping: provide age-appropriate suiting, babies need more at nap time than bedtime, maintain consistency, same location, routine, and timing for 80% of naps, and nail the timing. The crucial 4th convention, by 4 to 6 months, your baby must fall asleep independently at nap time, a skill learned separately from bedtime. Eventually, you'll need to wean off sleep tools. The easiest time to wean pacifiers is just before 4 to 5 months, when babies don't remember things exist. For swings, most babies can transition to cribs by 3 to 4 months through progressive speed decreases. Swaddling must end when babies start flipping due to SIDS risk. When should you stop managing your child's sleep schedule? Never. Research links inconsistent bedtimes with behavioral problems, poor academic performance, and ADHD.